Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. On the show today, we play music from a first album by country group Florida Georgia Line. We also visit Money Island, New Jersey, a coastal community still recovering from a powerful ocean storm last year. But first, we go to a fair. Every year, county fairs take place across the United States. Visitors can see farm animals, find lots to eat, and buy goods from artists and craftspeople. But some people go to fairs for the rides and games. Christopher Cruz tells about the fun at one such event in Costa Mesa, California.
The people who work at the Orange County Fair operate the rides and games. But what really fuels the action are the fairgoers with clear goals, like 11-year-old Corey Richards, who won a huge toy animal by playing a game.
I had a goal to get this guy, and I did it, so now it's just win as many stuffed animals as I can.
In one game, players throw baseballs. They attempt to hit and break empty glass bottles. In another, throwing a basketball or two through a basketball net can win a prize. Corey Richards believes that the bigger the toy, the better.
I played the basketball game, and it was between this one or a round piggy, but this one was bigger, so it made me feel more accomplished.
The boy admits that winning at these games involves a little skill and a lot of luck. Another visitor to the Orange County Fair, Ki-An, says he may not have a good chance of winning.
I'm always a sucker to these games. I always lose my money, but that's the thrill of it.
Hear those screams? They were from a nearby ride. Megan C. was one of the riders, but she was brave.
No, it wasn't scary. It was awesome.
Many parents welcome the sight of their children having so much fun. Many capture the joyful faces in video recordings or photographs. In one game, players try to roll balls into holes to make toy horses move forward along a track. Lance Nicodemus gets his horse across the finish line first.
This is one of my favorite games. I keep on winning.
But what about those visitors who leave the county fair without a prize? Better luck next year when the fair returns.
Last year, a powerful storm severely damaged coastal towns in New Jersey. The state is spending millions of dollars to rebuild the areas, but people in some poor communities are being urged to leave their homes and move away from the coast. Money Island is among these places. William Bowen is the oldest living resident of Money Island. He remembers a time when there was a wide, sandy beach in front of his home. Now, workers are helping him replace the small, sandy ground that was washed away in Superstorm Sandy last year. Mr. Bowen says he will not leave his home. Money Island is not an island. It is a village of small, older homes in the wetlands of southern New Jersey. Money Island sits where the Delaware River meets the Atlantic Ocean. Mayor Robert Campbell says it seems Hurricane Sandy was a powerful influence on New Jersey officials. He says state agencies are now making policies aimed at forcing people to move away from the coast. The government is requiring use of strong structural supports to raise houses high above flood levels. And, he says, new costly rules are being ordered for waste and water systems. Blue Acres is a state program that buys houses in flood zones. Renee Breck is with the environmental group, the American Littoral Society. It opposes using millions of government dollars to protect a small number of houses from rising sea levels. Ms. Brecht says seawalls and other costly measures will only work for a short time. She would like to make much of the area a natural preserve for local wildlife. She notes a nearby project led by another organization, the Nature Conservancy. It turned 86 hectares of badly damaged neighborhoods into a protected area for plants and wildlife. Adriana Zito Livingston is with the Nature Conservancy. She says it will cost $35 million to care for the area over the next 50 years. Some people in Money Island are left wondering why such money is used for nature and not for the people who live there. We have had a couple of shows recently about summer songs. They included not just songs that are about summer, but also songs that are big hits during the summer. They are sometimes called summer anthems. Next week, we will play several of 2013's summer anthems. One of them comes from a two-man group called Florida Georgia Line. Mario Ritter tells us about the band and plays songs from its first album. We were living every minute of the night, like there might never be another. We were running all the caution lights, we were learning to fly with a little tail gunner. If there was something to burn, we were burning it. Anything with a curve, we were turning it. Just wildfires out.
Florida Georgia Line is Brian Kelly and Tyler Hubbard. Guess where they are from? Georgia is Kelly's native state, and Hubbard is from Florida. Both men have been playing guitar since their teens. They met while attending Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Florida Georgia Line had a hit song with their single, Cruise. It has become one of the biggest songs of summer 2013.
Baby, you a song, you made me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia. Oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs, couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my window down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop sign through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, but look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my
Cruise is on the group's first full-length album, Here's to the Good Times. It was released last December. Kelly and Hubbard say they wrote many of the songs while on the back of Hubbard's truck. Tell Me How You Like It might be one of them. It talks about driving on rough road and sending dust flying into the air.
Do you like it when the needle's jumping? Do you like the sound of them horses running? Do you like it when the twitter's tweeting? Do you like it when the backseat's bumping? Do you like a little kick in your coat? Do you like it going up in smoke? Or do you like it on gravel road? Well, we can keep it on the down low. Tell me how you like it.
Brian Kelly and Tyler Hubbard seem surprised by their sudden fame. On their website, Hubbard calls their success a whirlwind. Kelly describes it as a dream come true. We leave you with Florida Georgia Line performing the party song, Tip It Back.
When you got a rocking chair on your front porch, tip it back. When you got a Georgia Bulldog ball cap, tip it back. When you're parked back off a dirt road in your girlfriend's Cadillac, find that button on the front seat and tip it back. Oh yeah, if you had a long day or a long week, grab a long neck if you're with me. Well, come on now, holler hell yeah, 'cause tonight we're here to party. And don't worry about anything except what's in your glass, whether it's a cold beer, tequila, or a double shot of Jack. Yeah, all you need to do tonight is tip it back.
Tell them how to be
careful. In that barkeep, bring your change, just tip it back. And when you're two-stepping with your baby, man, tip her back.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Elizabeth Lee and Brian Padden provided additional reporting. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com to find transcripts and audio of our shows. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.